You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has described the conduct of Liberal MP Andrew Lamming as disgraceful after he was forced to apologise for his treatment of two women on social media. He has been accused of trolling the two women with online abuse on social media. The two female constituents are Alex Russo and Sheena Hewlett, who told the Nine Network the online abuse has been happening for years and it has left them distraught.
Because I want to be alive. And I don't want to be attacked anymore. It's gone on for so many years. It's terrifying. I look back and I think, oh, if only I could have said that better.
I certainly fear for my family. I just feel helpless, like we can't do anything.
To our Prime Minister, this man needs to stop. He cannot continue abusing his community like this.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison ordered Mr. Lamming to apologise before the story aired on the Nine Network.
I want to unreservedly apologise to both Ms. Hewlett and Russo, and I express my regret and deep apologies for the hurt and the distress that that communication may have caused. And today in this House, I want to retract those comments and issue a public unreserved apology. There are many lessons for this in me in this experience, not just about words, but about the impact words can have on others. And I've made a concerted effort, Speaker, to understand the impact of these responses upon others and to demonstrate a clear change in the way I communicate. And I want to say to any person who's received correspondence from me which fell short of what they expect from an MP that I intend to own that failure.
Mr. Morrison says he made it clear to Mr. Lamming that the conduct is unacceptable. All this comes against a backdrop plagued by criticism of a toxic and disrespectful culture inside Parliament House.
That's what we've got to fix ultimately. We've all got responsibilities here, but we can't forget our own individual responsibility. What are we going to change? What am I going to change in my own life? What are we each going to change to create this better culture of respect in this country? I found them disgraceful, and I called him into my office yesterday and told him to apologise and deal with it. And he has. He's very clear about my expectations.
Federal Labor leader Anthony Albanese says Mr. Lamming's apology is disingenuous and Scott Morrison's expectations are inadequate.
Once again, Scott Morrison, he's got out the feather. He's got out the feather against a Liberal MP in Andrew Lamming who has had vile abuse against his own constituents. Quite frankly, the Prime Minister's response is totally inadequate, as it always is. As it always is. He waits and waits and waits and then says, oh, that's a real concern and I'll look into it and we'll get Andrew Lamming to stand up and say he's sorry. This has gone on for a long period of time. In my view, Andrew Lamming isn't fit to continue as a Member of Parliament.
Prime Minister Morrison also announced that he is open to speaking with Brittany Higgins in person. The former Liberal staffer alleges she was raped in a ministerial office in 2019.
So we're happy to meet. I can understand if Brittany wished to meet, and that she hasn't expressed that to this point. And I understand why, and that's fine. We've always sought to respect her privacy and her wishes on this, and I could also appreciate that why she wouldn't necessarily want to meet in Parliament House. That would be totally understandable. We can arrange to meet in other cities.
Ms. Higgins has written to the Prime Minister's Chief of Staff calling for an investigation into claims Mr. Morrison's office allegedly tried to discredit her partner. That investigation is now underway. It comes as Mr. Morrison is expected to soon announce a cabinet reshuffle. Attorney General Christian Porter, who strenuously denies an allegation of historical rape, is likely to have the portfolio taken off him, while Defence Minister Linda Reynolds is also anticipated to be moved on from her current role. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.